Defense Secretary Donald Rumsfeld denied today that he kept Congress or the public in the dark about the prisoner abuse. At a news conference today, he described the abuse as totally unacceptable and un-American. Rumsfeld vowed to take all steps necessary to bring those responsible to justice.
The images that we've seen that include U.S. forces are deeply disturbing, both because of the fundamental unacceptability of what they depicted and because the actions by U.S. military personnel in those photos do not in any way represent the values of our country or of the armed forces.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman joins us now to talk about the Pentagon's Day of Damage Control. Michelle, what was the Defense Secretary's main message?
Well, Rumsfeld used this news conference mainly to prove that the military was responsive. He pointed out that a spokesman in Iraq announced back in January that an investigation was underway at this prison. So Rumsfeld said the public was aware. General Peter Pace, who was also there, made clear that these sorts of investigations take time. They have to go up this chain of command. The two men faced a lot of questions about why they weren't prepared to respond publicly before now, because, as you know, these pictures aired on CBS last week.
It was a fairly tense news conference, and there was a moment where the secretary was asked directly whether he looked at the pictures and examined the report before this scandal broke, a report that was completed back in February. Let's hear what he had to say.
I think I did inquire about the pictures and was told that we didn't have copies. Is that not correct?
We didn't have them here, that's for sure.
Yeah, I didn't have them.
So you hear how he carefully danced around this question of what he knew and when. More interestingly, Rumsfeld refused to say how much this prisoner abuse scandal has hurt the U.S. campaign in Iraq. Secretary Rumsfeld said he hasn't looked at this issue in terms of the war of ideas. He also wouldn't describe it as torture, and he didn't apologize.
Michelle, you've read the report. Does it indicate whether there are other cases of abuse that could widen the scope of the scandal?
Well, the report itself covers a period from October to December of last year in the Abu Ghraib prison. It confirms what many of us saw in the pictures, abusing prisoners by forcing them into sexually explicit positions. It also says that there's credible evidence that Americans broke chemical lights and poured phosphoric liquid on detainees, threatened detainees with rape and other abuses. The report also refers to a detainee abuse case that occurred at Camp Buka, also in Iraq, and that was May of last year. As to whether or not the scandal could grow, Rumsfeld said on the one hand he hopes that this is an isolated incident, but then he also suggested that there are investigations into other military-run facilities. And an Army official later said that, in fact, there have been 35 military criminal investigations since 2002, both in Iraq and in Afghanistan.
And just to clear this up, the report made no mention of Afghanistan or Guantanamo.
It does refer to these issues as well, but it's focused on the Abu Ghraib prison scandal.
And what actions, if any, is the military taking now to prevent this kind of abuse?
Well, the military has sent a training team to Iraq. It's changing the way the training is done, it says. General Peter Pace said everyone seems to agree with the finding that there were not enough troops, guards at the detention facilities, and improper training. So those seem to be the focus.
Thank you, Michelle.
You're welcome.
NPR's Michelle Kellerman. You can read the military's report on its investigation into Iraqi prisoner abuse at our website, npr.org.